From 336 BCE until his death, Alexander the Great believed he had a mandate to become the ruler of the world, to be even greater than the greatest Greek gods. Now his life is the subject of a new movie by Oliver Stone. It stars Colin Farrell as Alexander and Angelina Jolie as his equally intense mother. David Edelstein has this review.
Alexander has done something I never thought possible. It has made me feel sympathy for Oliver Stone. The movie is a mess, a botch, a non-event, but it's not like Stone's other bad movies, which are overinflated. This one seems almost too puny and fragmented for its great subject. It feels as if Stone, for the first time, ran out of hot air. You have to understand, I consider Stone's Natural Born Killers to be hands down the worst movie ever made, and not the worst like Ed Wood's Plan 9 from Outer Space. I mean the worst in its combination of aesthetic and moral ugliness, in the way it bombards you into accepting the idea that a pair of serial mass murderers could be enlightened hipsters and even existential heroes. Now, Stone attempts to tell the story of another mass murderer and existential hero, Alexander the Great, the young Macedonian king who swept through Greece and then the Persian Empire, what is now Egypt, Syria, Iran, and Iraq, and then into India. A dozen years of conquests that at the very least touch the lives of more people on the planet than any military leader before him. How does Stone feel about this man, played by Colin Farrell? Guardedly positive. Yes, there are all those people he massacred, but isn't that a small price to pay for greatness? And if his men didn't always see the logic of his dream to spread Hellenic civilization and unite the world, maybe that's because they weren't fellow eagles. They couldn't see nation-state borders as illusions, as he did, soaring above them. If Stone is ambivalent about the man, he is certain that, as his narrator puts it, his failures dwarfed other men's successes. That narrator is Anthony Hopkins, as the aged General Ptolemy. He's dictating his memoirs for posterity, and he can't quite get a handle on how to tell Alexander's story. Neither, for that matter, can Stone and his co-screenwriters. There's a huge leap from the young Alexander having a public fight with his drunken one-eyed father, Philip, played by Val Kilmer, to Alexander leading 40,000 men against 250,000 Persians at the Battle of Gaugamela. Late in the movie, Stone doubles back and fills in some of the gaps, but by then, the dire storytelling and tin-eared dialogue have dulled our curiosity. Much is made of Alexander's tactical genius in overcoming long odds, but despite the eagle-eye views, I mean literally, Alexander has this bond with a ubiquitous bird of prey. It's impossible to tell where any army is in relation to any other army. Alexander is packed with kinetic images, but the editors must have had a stroke trying to make them flow together. Listening to Alexander appeal to his exhausted army, which sensibly thinks he has gone too far instead of consolidating power in the lands he already holds, you find yourself fearing most for Colin Farrell's vocal cords.
You're right, Craterus. I have been negligent. I should have sent you veterans home sooner, and I will. The first of you shall be the Silver Shields. And then every man who served 7 years, and respected, rich, loved, you'll be treated by your wives and children as heroes for the rest of your lives. And enjoy a peaceful death. But you dream, Craterus. Your simplicity long ended when you took Persian mistresses and children, and you thickened your holdings with plunder and jewels. Because you've fallen in love with all the things in life that destroy men. Do you not see? And you, as well as I, know that as the years decline and the memories stale and all your great victories fade, it will always be remembered. You left your king in Asia.
Farrell had a good, handsome bully boy presence in Daredevil and in a terrific Irish movie called Intermission. He's likably small scale. You can imagine him firing up the lads at the pub before he gets too stuporous. But all the armies of the Western world? He doesn't begin to have the stature or the lung power. And the poofy blonde locks don't help. Quite a bit has been written about the acknowledgement here of Alexander's bisexuality, but it's tame stuff. Moist looks, mostly, traded with Jared Leto, an actor with bright blue eyes who's too self-intoxicated to be much of an erotic force. Despite a part that has no dramatic arc, Val Kilmer blusters through in entertaining style. But the only real heroic presence is Angelina Jolie, improbably cast as Alexander's imperious mother, Olympias. I don't care how nuts she is, Jolie is the real deal, an actress who can commit herself body and soul to a part and transform from the inside out. She could eat Colin Farrell for breakfast and pick her teeth with Jared Leto. Forget Alexander. This is Angelina the Great.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Sam Brigger. All of us at Fresh Air wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Terry Gross.